deportations ramp up. In his first week in the White House, President Donald Trump had officers from his Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency detain and deport 2,373 illegal aliens, a noticeable jump from the Biden administration's daily deportation average of just 311 illegal aliens. In his 4 years, former President Joe Biden's ICE deported 1.5 million illegal aliens. Trump has promised a massive operation that will remove millions of immigrant criminals from the United States. Birthright citizenship. On January 20, President Trump signed an executive order that ends unrestricted birthright citizenship in the United States, a program where a child born in the country is automatically a citizen. In signing the measure, Trump said, "It's ridiculous. We are the only country in the world that does this with the birthright, as you know, and it's just absolutely ridiculous." According to the International Monetary Fund, 35 countries, including the United States, provide unrestricted birthright citizenship. Out of those countries, however, the United States and Canada are the only two developed nations that offer it. Most countries in the Western world follow what is known as restricted birthright citizenship that is based on the legal status of the parents, the length of residency in the country, and the age of the person applying for citizenship. Important executive orders. In the first week in office, President Trump signed a flurry of executive orders. Among other things, the measures included pausing offshore wind leasing in federal waters and stopping new construction of windmills, barring government agencies from unconstitutionally abridging the free speech of any American citizen, ending so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, asserting the biological reality of sex, not gender nonsense, and banning surgeries and drugs like puberty blockers, chemical and surgical mutilation, for troubled children. Banning foreign aid. On January 24, Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a stop work for all existing foreign assistance and paused new aid, a bold and great move, except for one thing: Israel, Egypt, and Ukraine were not included in this order. Reuters reports that Rubio's order followed statements by President Trump that the U.S. would be auditing all foreign aid, except for U.S. taxpayer money, to Israel. The United States is the largest single donor of aid globally. In fiscal year 2023, the United States disbursed $72 billion in assistance. Dependent on U.S. money. The Ukrainian Institute of Mass Information reports that 90% of Ukrainian media outlets became dependent on U.S. taxpayer money after the start of the war with Russia in 2023. Pro-Israel snitches. A loud, proud Zionist organization sent the Trump administration documents on dozens of allegedly pro-terrorist college students and faculty, hoping President Trump would deport them, the pro-Israel conservative news outlet, The Daily Caller, reported. Zaev Jabotinsky's activist group Batar U.S. admitted to The Daily Caller that it sent the information to officials in the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Justice, and the White House. The ultra-Zionist organization claimed it documented 100 students and 20 faculty and staff members with visas in the U.S. Trump should deport. They claim the individuals and groups support Hamas, but, in reality, they are just critical of the Israeli government and against the genocide in Gaza. Turned on its master. An autonomous computer program, or bot, likely developed by the Israeli military to counter misinformation on the internet, ended up turning on its master and started supporting the Palestinian cause, reports Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz. According to the article, among other things, the alleged pro-Israel bot denied that an entire Israeli family was murdered on October 7, 2023, blamed Israel for U.S. plans to ban TikTok, falsely claimed that Israeli hostages weren't released despite blatant evidence to the contrary, and even encouraged followers to show solidarity with Gazans, referring them to a charity that raises money for Palestinians. In some cases, the bot criticized pro-Israel accounts, including the official government account on X, the same accounts it was to promote. Banks dump Musk debt. Banks are preparing to sell billions of dollars of bad debt that had been borrowed by X, the social media platform controlled by billionaire Elon Musk, reports The Wall Street Journal. Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Barclays already dumped $1 billion to a small group of investors, and they plan on selling up to $3 billion more in the coming weeks. The sale would mark an important step in removing an albatross that has weighed on the banks since they agreed to finance Musk's $44 billion purchase of the social media company. Banks lent around $13 billion to help pay for the deal. The price Musk paid for X, formerly known as Twitter, was high, even at the time of his purchase, and the company's rocky performance had knocked down the value. Controversial pardon. On January 22, President Trump announced he had signed a full and unconditional pardon for Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road Marketplace. Ulbricht was handed a double life sentence plus 40 years without the chance of parole in 2015 for creating a website that allowed people to anonymously buy and sell on the internet. Ulbricht's pardon was controversial because, prior to the government shutting it down, Silk Road had become a haven for illicit drug sellers and human traffickers. Trans sports facts. A new report disputes leftist claims that transsexual men competing in sports is not a problem because there are so few of them. According to the U.S.-based Women's Sport Policy Working Group, in the first 9 months of 2024, male transsexuals recorded 578 victories in women's sports. It also documented that, in the past few years, 750 female athletes in more than 500 competitions lost more than 1,000 medals in 40 different sports to male transsexuals competing in women's sport. On the other hand, it is nearly impossible to find success stories of female athletes who say they are men. According to published reports, two female transsexuals are typically referenced, Chris Mosier and Patricio Manuel. Mosier, who claims to have been using testosterone since 2010, has repeatedly failed to qualify for U.S. Olympic trials in men's competitive walking. Manuel, a super featherweight professional boxer, has won 3 professional fights in a tiny field in the male category. Less than 3% of U.S. males have a weight of 59 kilograms or under. In a 4th professional boxing match, Manuel was knocked out in just 21 seconds. Before transitioning to a man, Manuel was a 5-time national amateur women's champ. Jersey drones. A week after taking office, President Trump said in a statement that the thousands of drones that were seen over the skies of New Jersey were not from foreign adversaries but were instead authorized by the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by FAA for research and various other reasons. This was not the enemy, Trump said in a written statement read by Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt at the first press briefing of the new administration. The hullabaloo over the drones encouraged private drone enthusiasts to fly even more drones to find out what was going on.